Maybe they were here specifically to plant dope in this house, Barris said, setting us up, then phone in a tip later. Maybe there's dope hidden like this in the phone, for example, in the wall outlets. We're going to have to go through the whole house and get it absolutely clean before they phone the tip in. And we've probably got only hours.
You check the wall sockets, Luckman said. I'll take the phone apart.
Wait, Barris said, holding up his hand. If they see us scrambling around just before the raid.
What raid? Arctor said.
If we're running frantically around flushing dope, Barris said, then we can't allege, even though it's true, that we didn't know the dope was there. They'll catch us actually holding it. And maybe that, too, is part of their plan.
Ah, shit, Luckman said in disgust. He threw himself down on the couch.
Shit, shit, shit. We can't do anything. There's probably dope hidden in 1,000 places we'll never find. We've had it.
He glared up at Arctor in baffled fury.
We've had it.
Arctor said to Barris, what about your electronic cassette thing rigged to the front door? He had forgotten about it. So had Barris, evidently. Luckman, too.
Yes, this should be extremely informational at this point, Barris said. He knelt down by the couch, reached underneath, grunted, then hauled forth a small plastic cassette tape recorder.
Oh, this should tell us a great deal, he began, and then his face sank.
Well, it probably wouldn't ultimately have proven that important.
He pulled out the power plug from the back and set the cassette down on the coffee table.
We know the main fact, that they did enter during our absence. That was its main task.
Silence.
I bet I can guess, Arctor said.
Barris said,
the first thing they did when they entered was to switch it to the off position. I left it set to on, but look, now it's turned to off. So, although I...
It didn't record, Luckman said, disappointed.
They made them move swiftly, Barris said, before so much as an inch of tape passed through the recording head. This, by the way, is a neat little job of Sony. It has a separate head for playback, erase, and record, and the Dolby noise reduction system. I got it cheap, at a swap meet, and it's never given me any trouble.
Arctor said, mandatory soul time.
Absolutely,
Barris agreed as he seated himself in a chair and leaned back, removing his shades.
At this point, we have no other recourse in view of their evasive tactics. You know, Bob, there is one thing you could do, although it would take time.
Sell the house and move out, Arctor said.
Barris nodded.
Oh, but hell, Luckman protested. This is our home.
What are houses like this in this area worth now? Barris asked, hands behind his head. On the market. I wonder, too, what interest rates are up to.
Maybe you can make a considerable profit, Bob.
On the other hand, you might have to take a loss on a quick sale.
But, Bob, my God, you're up against professionals.
Do you know a good realtor?
Luckman asked both of them.
Arctor said, what reason should we give for selling? They always ask.
Yeah, we can't tell the realtor the truth, Luckman agreed. We could say,
he pondered as he moodily drank his beer.
I can't think of a reason. Barris, what's a reason, a shuck we could give?